What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys!
Hello!
Welcome to the Not Thriving Podcast. Guys, today we are in full defense mode. No time for fun, no time for jokes.
No!
We are in full defense mode. Guys, get your armed weapons and get your bulletproof vests out of your closet. I know they're in there. BBL Nation is out to get me. BBL Nation is out to get me. I'm on defense mode of who? Me. Because BBL Nation, they're coming for me. The smelly BBLs. Oh, I could smell them from here. Why am I being attacked and abused? I'm being attacked and abused on TikTok because the BBL people, the BBL nation wants to say, oh, we're not smelly, we're not smelly. Girl, stay mad. Okay. They were pissed at me because I pointed out a minor flaw in, you know, the life-changing surgery that they got done. And it did not go over well, honey. It did not. They're upset. So, guys, get your guns and get ready to use them.
My gun is pink.
This is a very special episode because other than the fact that Garza Nation, what should our name be? We need a name, sissies. It's the sissies and BBL war. The sissies versus BBL boxing match. Who will win? Okay, other than the fact that we're currently in the midst of the most violent and excruciating sissies versus BBL war, even though we're in the midst of one of the most devastating wars and devastating trialing times for, you know, the sissy nation, that's somehow not the worst thing that happened this week. That's somehow not the worst thing. We have to talk about something that is pissing me off. I had a conundrum. Oh, you want to talk about having a conundrum? Oh, I'm the one to talk to. I literally opened my phone the other day and I got a message from someone who brought something to my attention. Something really crazy. Something that just, it shook me to my bones. Why am I going on my TikTok and what am I? Okay, let's talk about this again. Hi, my Swarovski minion. Why did I see that Little Huddy got a brand deal from Swarovski minions to promote Swarovski minions to Little Huddy's followers? I didn't even know that we were doing brand deals. Oh, if that was the case, then maybe I would have grown some fucking dignity, and I could have maybe been the one. Oh, I'm not the one, apparently. Swarovski X Minions, someone on the team there. Someone, who's on the team? Hey, let's do some research. Oh, who is it? Because I'm going to kill you. Okay. Who on the team of Swarovski Minion people was looking at the roster of influencers? Options, we could say. And no matter what the collab is, I'm still confused how we landed on Little Huddy, but we'll get there. And how did they come to decide? Antonio Garza? No. Mm-mm. That's not the one. Brittany Broski? That's another contender. She's another open Minion lover. No. Trisha Paytas? Trisha Paytas would have been a great option for the Swarovski X Minions collab. She would have been great because she loves a bling. fuck no. Little Huddy. When is it gonna be my turn? When is it gonna be my turn to get what I want? When is it gonna be my turn to get what I deserve in this life? I deserve this. It's the influencer influenza. I'm infected and I'm in full motion. I'm dying. Stage 7 influencer influenza. That's what I have because it's to the point where I don't even think these things anymore. I know these things. And what do I know? I know that I deserved the brand deal. I deserved the brand deal from Swarovski X Minions. Who else to promote this minion other than me? Who else to promote this little bitch? Hey. Comment down below if you went to a Swarovski and bought one of these because you saw me talk about it. Okay. The way there's no one. The way not one comment will be had. But that's the thing. Why even do a brand deal for a Swarovski minion that's $250? No, actually, he was promoting the one that was $700. He was promoting the King Bob. Little Huddy with King Bob. I'm just dumbfounded by this. I'm just dumbfounded. Like, my blood pressure is rising. I've been upset about this for days. For days. And it's just not adding up. I like some of the Little Huddy songs, but what the f*** does he know about minions? What the f*** does Little Huddy know about minions? It's blowing my damn mind. Why did Little Huddy get the Minion Swarovski brand deal and I got nothing? I got nothing. I never get anything! Anyways. Yeah, struggling influencer, episode 900. We know this. I know I'm always struggling and I know I'm always screaming about something or other. And I'm sorry. I don't want to be aggressive. I don't want to bring that energy to your table today. I don't want to bring that energy to your phone screen. But listen, I just got to get pissed. I just need to know who is in charge of making decisions. Who is in charge of making these decisions? Who said Little Huddy's name? Who peeped the words Little Huddy? Because I'll find you. I'll find you. Moving on. Let's move on to something else. Sorry, guys. Let's talk about Coachella really quick. I know that we already went over this last episode. Last episode was pretty much fully Coachella themed. So we don't got to talk about this. We don't got to do too much. But I'm just getting confused at brand trips. Brand trips are really confusing me these days. These brands, you probably saw throughout Coachella first weekend, they were spending so much money. They were, girl, suddenly the recession doesn't exist. Suddenly it's, oh, the recession is just for y'all brokies. Us over here, we're gonna have a blast. Because what the f*** do you mean? That they were sending millions of influencers to all these different houses. Oh, Revolve House. Oh, Morphe House. They were literally doing like Advil House. I swear to God, they got desperate. They got desperate. There was too many brands and they all had a fucking house. And they were sending millions of influencers to Coachella. And why was I looking at these influencers? Because I was doing market research, guys. I promise I was doing market research. I'm very in tune with this kind of stuff. I was looking at all of these influencers who got sent to Coachella by brands. Why were they averaging 500 likes a post? And not to say that likes matter. Likes don't define a person. Nothing ever of the sort. I'm the flop, Tina Badus. Like, we know I'm the flop. So me saying this isn't even me trying to punch down on anyone. But when is it my turn? When is it my turn? When is it my turn? I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. No, I'm done. I'm actually not going to complain about this. Like, it's getting to a point. Like, it's getting to a literal point. But like, it's just, this is my job. Okay. This is my job. And so it's almost like I'm just not getting the promotion that I deserve. You know, I'm not getting the benefit. Where's my healthcare? I don't get healthcare with my job. So the most I could want is a free trip to Coachella. And I didn't get it. But Susie Lynn over there, who gets 12 likes per post. Oh, she got it. And she got a $50,000 stipend. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, there's jealousy. There's jealousy involved. Yes, there's jealousy in my heart. One thing about me is I'll always be jealous. One thing about me is I will always be jealous of a bitch. And that's okay. Because I'm not putting these other people down. I'm like, okay, get your bag, you know, whatever they say. Get your bag, do your big ones. But when is it my turn? When is it my turn to go to Coachella? But also, taking myself out of the equation, I'm concerned for these brands. I'm concerned for these brands. Is the market tactic at this point just like, okay, well, I guess we have $1 million to spend, so what do we do with it? Should we just throw it over there? Should we just shit some out over here? Like, what is the ROI for sending 12 micro influencers to Coachella? I don't get it. Like, in every video, they're all like, oh, I was so blessed to be sent here by Advil and Sally Hansen toenail clippings. And it's like, okay, I'm not buying that because they sent you to Coachella. If anything, I'm not buying nothing, period. Because we're all broke. I'm broke. But even if that wasn't the case, even if I wasn't broke, I'm like, what do y'all think that sending Susie Lynn and Alex Earle to the Revolve Festival Munchausen house, that's not going to make me want to buy anything from any of these brands. Just because I see Laura Lee doing a Miralax brand deal at the Revolve House Festival booth doesn't mean I want to buy Miralax. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't understand the point. And am I dumb? Yes. Am I confused? Maybe. And am I pissed? Absolutely. Like, I just don't get it. I don't get Coachella. We're losing the plot. And the locals, you see them complaining? You see the locals saying Coachella's so different. Now it's just an influencer playground with G7Xs everywhere you look. And it's like, I can't even shit on them. I can't even shit on the locals because I understand them deeply. I understand them deeply because I went to Coachella in 2019 when TikTokers didn't exist. It was only YouTubers. And even that was a completely different experience than what it is now. I just don't understand. Like, where's this festival going to go? Because it's not looking too hot. It's not looking too cute. Girl, I don't know. I don't know. And also, I'm confused at the influencers who are going, who are complaining. I'm done with the complaining. Girl, it put it into perspective for me this year because this was my first year not going. And I'm noticing how out of touch and how fucking annoying it is to hear every bitch complaining about Coachella. It's like, then don't go. Then don't go. Then don't go. Like, I understand complaining if it was like hot or something, or I know because they got rid of the pedicabs this year, so you had to walk a lot more than you usually did. So I understand complaining about things like this, but it's just like, girl, me watching from District 12, like, okay, it just feels very out of touch. And so I'm confused about all this year. Maybe this is all just a manifestation of my upsetness because I wasn't invited. And you know what? Little Huddy performed at Coachella, and I'm realizing he had the people on Love on the Spectrum on his set. So why is he living the dream? Why is Little Huddy getting to live the fucking dream? He has Love on the Blind. Love on the Blind. He has Love on the Spectrum, people. Running around on stage with him, Tanner going, ooh, like, okay, lucky. And he gets the Swarovski minion brand new! Why does he get to live my dream? I never thought there would be a day where I said Little Huddy is living the life that I could have only dreamed of. But he is. And this is unfair. This is unfair. I deserve more. Okay. I hope you guys... I hope you guys know that I'm joking. I hope you guys know that I'm joking about a lot of these things. I love to complain because it makes good content. But then I realize that when I'm editing this, it never actually makes good content. Like, my complaining is just annoying. So guys, I'm reclaiming the energy. I'm taking back everything I've said up to this point in this episode. I'm not mad at Little Huddy for getting the brand deal. I'm not mad at people who complained at Coachella and went to Coachella and got to do Tylenol RX brand deals at the Revolve House Festival. Live your dreams. Live your life. If you're a micro-influencer and you get 500 likes and you got sent to Coachella, you know what? I should take that as offense because that means I'm the flop. I have all these followers and I don't even do shit. I don't even post. All I do is sit on this podcast and complain. So I'm reclaiming the energy. I'm taking it all back. Let's start fresh. Hello, guys. Welcome to Not Thriving episode 11.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
And let's get back to it. But finishing up on Coachella, I honestly think that I don't really give a fuck. Honestly, there was nothing notable about Coachella this year, in my opinion, other than Lady Gaga. I'm sorry. We have to touch on it. I'm so sorry. If you saw it, you know. And if you didn't see it, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. That is really upsetting. That is really upsetting. And you will never be able to experience happiness like that. And I'm so sorry. It made me cry. When I was sitting on the couch watching the live stream of the Coachella Lady Gaga-ness, I was bawling my eyes out. There's a photo here. Here you go. And here's the thing. I wanted to die. Like, I've never felt closer to death in my life. My boyfriend was looking at me like, are you, like, what the f*** is wrong with you? And he started like thinking I was like upset, but I was also just happy and I was freaking out. What do you mean Lady Gaga performed 3 songs from Born This Way? Like, I'm sorry. I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed and I'm freaking out. Like, I'm so happy for everyone who got to go. I only regretted not going when I really was watching Lady Gaga and Charlie. I like was really deeply regretting my decision to not go. But honestly, things happen for a reason. You know, I saved all that money and looking back, I'm like, well, thank God for this. Thank God for all the money I just saved because I'm broke. Okay. Speaking of Coachella, I did Coachella outfit reviewing video on Patreon. Guys, notthriving.com. Wait. Patreon.com/notthriving. That's where you gotta go for all the fun. Guys, the reviews are in. The reviews are in. The critics have made their choice and I'm the one. They've made the choice. People are really loving the Patreon, honestly. I'm not surprised because it's really good. The people really loved the video I posted last time. I did my blocked list. I went through my blocked list on TikTok and I sat right here and went through every single person and we did an expose. And I'm so surprised. No one clipped it. I'm not canceled. Yay! And then I also did reviewing influencer outfits, which also apparently people are scared that I'm going to get canceled because of that. Guys, what is with my mouth these days? My big fat mouth? I just keep saying controversial things. I don't know what's up with me. I have the BBL Nation on my back, pissed and ready to kill me with a gun. Anyways, go check out the Patreon. We have fun over there. Next thing I need to talk about here. Guys, this is something that's been on my mind for a long time. Guys, okay, so I don't support the wiping out of any community of people, no matter what, no matter who you are, what your beliefs are, your gender, your sexuality, anything. Everyone is valid. You know what I'm saying? Everyone is valid. However, magicians need to go. What the f*** do you mean? What do you mean? Answer me this. What do you mean that in 2025, we got the RFK files before we found out how these magicians are doing their tricks? How are these magicians doing their tricks? I'm serious. Every few days. Yes, I'm seeing magicians on my FYP doing tricks and magics and being little freaks over there doing, ooh. I actually am like, how did you do that? How did you do that? How did you do that? What are you doing? You're a freak. It's black magic. And I look up, how did this magician do this and this and this? You know what I'm saying? Like, I look up like, okay, how did they just do this to me? Or I look in the comments, I'm looking for answers. How did this magician just do their magic on me? How did they just do that trick? How did they just do this or that? How did they disguise this pen? How did they turn on this light switch? And it, like, it's magic. They're doing magic. And I look up and there's never any answers. The magicians keep their secrets so, oh my God. Like, if I killed someone, I'm telling the magician because that bitch is not telling a single soul. Like, TikTok has the answers and Reddit has the answers for every single thing that you could ever need in your life. And even they can't tell me how these magicians are doing their tricks. I don't know, guys. Do you guys experience this? And David Blaine, don't get me started on him. I remember I used to watch David Dobrik's vlogs and he would always have David Blaine on there doing some nasty tricks and flips. Like, he'd be like eating a goldfish and like somehow it would come out of his belly button or some shit like that. And it would be like alive. And I'm like, that is not real. That thing over there is not real. I'm looking this up. Why are magicians so gay? Okay, I'm looking this up. How are so many magic tricks kept secret? Here we go. In the age of the internet, how come thousands of great magic tricks remain secret? If they're not, where do I go? This is what I'm saying. In the age of the internet, why am I being silenced? Where's the answers I'm looking for? Okay, this is on Reddit. And this is where we're going to get our answers. People are saying, oh wait, they're just giving the secrets. There's a website. It's taken down. It's taken down. The secrets are taken down. Who is behind this? Osama bin Laden. Wait, like, I have neighbors. And I'm screaming. Okay. They're keeping something secret from us. What are they hiding? What are they hiding? I knew it. They're hiding something. Magicians are hiding something. And I'm gonna find out. I see right through you. You're doing something dark. You are taking advantage of weak-minded people like myself. Yes. Making me believe that magic is real? No! Magic is not real. Speaking of Reddit, guys, I actually have something else I want to talk about regarding Reddit. There's something that's been going on in my life that we need to discuss this. I've been having a bit of a conundrum. Something in my personal life has led...
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Now let's get back to it. We need to discuss this. I've been having a bit of a conundrum. Something in my personal life has led me astray. You know what I'm saying? In moments of hardship and confusion and things that are a bit technical, I want answers. I don't like going with the unknown. I avoid a lot of my problems. So sometimes when I find a problem that I really want to fix, I need answers. You know what I'm saying? Who else is like this? So this was a problem that I've been going through recently that I, you know, couldn't avoid. I couldn't brush off. And it was something regarding my house. It was regarding my house and my living situation. And there was just a bit of a situation going on where I was wondering if what was happening was legal, if it was allowed. I wanted to know the precautions around this, just something that was kind of annoying. It was honestly just an annoying situation that I wanted to get some answers from. And so did I, you know, call my landlord about this? No, this involved my landlord, so I couldn't talk to them. Did I call my mother? No. Did I, you know, phone a friend? No. Did I even do one Google search about this? No. Because Google doesn't give me the answers I want, and ChatGPT is a fake. I don't trust ChatGPT anymore. So I decided to go to Reddit. Let's talk to the people. What did the people have to say about this? I needed answers and I needed them quick. And I needed to go anonymous. So I created a new account because this situation that I was talking about was, if I were to explain it just very frank to you guys, it would put me in a bit of an unsafe situation. But I'll give you a bit of a preface. So there's just a situation that I'm having to go through with my landlord. My landlord brought this up to me and it involves her needing to come to my house for one. And also, what's worse is for me to accept the fact that there are going to be a lot of random strangers in my home at any given time. So take from that what you will. However, I didn't know whether this was allowed. Is this allowed? I needed answers. So I went to Reddit. So I open Reddit and I make a post. The post is titled, "Landlord Trying to Blank and It's Giving Me a Headache." And I posted this to r/renters on Reddit. Shout out r/renters. I took a quick look through it. I scrolled and I saw that this is a place for renters, such as myself, to complain about things. Who doesn't love complaining? We know that I love it. It's a place where you can go and talk about issues that you're having, need advice, need to figure some shit out, anything involving landlords, problems, housing. The people are supposed to help you. They're there for you. However, I went on this Reddit and my experience was a bit different. So I talk in my post about, you know, the issues I'm having and why I'm reluctant, if that's the word, to let my landlord in my house. Why I am hesitant to allow random strangers into my house. For one, hi, I have a lot of nice things in my house. I don't want people around my things. Even if I didn't have nice things, I just don't want people around my things. But hello, all my shit is everywhere in this house. I am number one person who buys things. This room alone, the amount of makeup and things I have are beyond. The amount of filming stuff I have is beyond. I have my little minion in here, my little Swarovski minion doing this gay ass pose with his little smirk. Like, I don't want strangers all up in here. You know what I'm saying? And hello, elephant in the fucking room. Boom, boom, boom. Like, no wonder why I don't want people in here. You know what I'm saying? No wonder why I don't want people all up in my biz. Because, okay, also my landlord doesn't know that I have a podcast and have nailed two gigantic pieces of plywood to my wall, which is covering a window, by the way, which is also a fire hazard. She doesn't know that, you know? This whole room is an extreme fire hazard. And so, you know, you would understand why I don't want people all up in my biz. And okay, let's talk about some more things that make me an awful person. I also have two more cats that I'm supposed to. Oh, guys, don't tell anyone. But we know this. I mean, y'all know I have four cats. Does my landlord know this? Sure. So that's another thing. And also, yeah, my cat peed in my room. Yeah, Tofu peed in my room for a long time. And I kept cleaning it up, but now it smells like piss in there kind of permanently because he destroyed the hardwood floors. Hey, things happen. Things happen. What are you gonna do? But there is a pee smell. No big deal. NBD, just a little bit of pee tease. It's embarrassing. And then my bedroom. I don't want people in my bedroom. Okay, that's just... Anyways, so I go on Reddit. I go on Reddit. And I created my post. And in my post, I explained all of this. I explained that, yes, I might have a few more cats than I'm supposed to. And yeah, there might be some damage to the house. I don't really want my landlord here. Is there any way I can get out of this? What do you guys think? What do you guys think about this? Okay. And this is where things get nasty. Because why are the people of Reddit nasty? You've heard this thing before. People hate Redditors. Redditors are the number one hated species of humans in the world. And, you know, I said earlier in this episode that magicians should all be wiped out. No, I take it back. Magicians, y'all could stay. I completely take it back. Redditors, y'all are the ones who need to be wiped out. So you might be confused about my anger, but let's get into some of the comments because I have them. The people obviously didn't like me. They didn't like what I had to say. I would read you guys the original post, but it's actually gone because I deleted it because I was getting so much hate. So I can't read you the exact post, but all I could tell you is that after it being up for 6 hours, I got zero upvotes. No one upvoted me. 40 comments though. There were 40 comments on this. And everyone I replied to, sorry, let me say this as well. Every single person I replied to, I got downvoted. if you post something, people could either like upvote it or downvote it. Obviously upvoting it is a good thing. Downvoting it is like, oh, they don't like what you said. And that gives you a score. So if you post one thing, get 100 upvotes, then your karma score is going to be 100. My karma score is -9. So that's the thing. Someone said, so you have unauthorized pets and damage you cause, but don't feel like dealing with. None of that says responsible renter. I suspect the real reason you don't want this to happen is because you are violating your lease, in which he can kick you out. Did I ask about if I was going to be evicted? No! No, I didn't say shit about being evicted. I said, how do I get out of this situation? There's no threat to my living. There's no threat to my living situation. I'm not going to get fucking evicted, you dumb bitch. Don't tell me shit about me getting evicted. Don't, because you don't know my life. And I didn't express concern about that. So why are you bringing that up? Fuck you, old. Okay, next person said, you should be more concerned about breaking the terms of lease and being evicted due to unreported animals and damage. Those are the real issues here. And that was also like the 9th person to fucking say that, which again, we're on the renters subreddit. I thought y'all were supposed to have my back. I thought as renters, we were supposed to understand that sometimes landlords are a little fucking ridiculous. Sometimes landlords can be a little ridiculous. And maybe sometimes you can't always follow their rules. And sometimes you have to make it work. And I'm making it fucking work. Okay, so they said that. And that was, again, yeah, the 9th person who said that. So I finally had enough. And I responded and I said, oh, y'all are so drama. Relax. Oh, y'all are so drama. Relax. That's all I said. 4 downvotes. Actually, 5. But I upvoted it. So it's negative. It's at -4. So... You know what? I'm just going to undo my upvote. And then someone said, yeah, it's us and not you. Laughing face emoji. And then someone else said, you asked for advice and now are accusing people of being drama for giving you what you asked for. And I said, and this is what I said. Do you want to know what I said? I said, yes. Because people are focusing on the wrong thing. People are acting like I just admitted to living in squalor with 7 cats in a shoebox apartment. And that is not the case. I explained the situation and my concerns, but everyone is focused on something that isn't the problem. I didn't ask for advice about potential eviction. I'm asking about something else, which is true. The whole post was asking about a different thing. Asking about if something that my landlords wanted to do was legal or not. And so then they responded to me and said, it is a problem. If you refuse to allow them access when they see the damage, you're violating your lease and you will be evicted. Blah, 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 blah. You sound like a crappy tenant and are being unreasonable. Clean up. Clean up. Clean up! Why are people acting like I admitted to living in squalor with 7 cats and I just am a shitty tenant? My shit's all over the house. It's disgusting and like blah, 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 blah. And that's why I don't want my landlord to see where I live. That is not the case. Hey, want to know something? My house is gorgeous. Yeah, there I said it. The struggling influencer allegations were lies. I live in a beautiful house, a beautiful home with 4 cats, and it's kept very clean most of the time. There are more fights. Let's go to those. So the next comment I want to bring up is someone who said, and I quote, it isn't your house. Saying that this is not my house. This is not my house. And here's the thing. To that, I had to say one simple sentence. I think it is. Considering I pay thousands a month to live here for it. Those are my words. And he wanted to piss me off. He came to work. He clocked into reddit.com and decided that I was the one to test. Oh, I'm not the one. He said, if you were a homeowner, there wouldn't be illegal cats and no one to report damage to. I said, okay. So as if it wasn't enough to shame me for not being a homeowner. Girl, who the fuck are you, Jeffree Star? Remember y'all when Jeffree Star like shamed someone for renting their house? I was like, okay, so we're shaming renters now. Sorry that Gen Z and every single person who's my age is probably not gonna be able to buy a house until we're like 50. I don't know if we'll ever be able to afford a house. I don't know. Anyways, so he said, if you were a homeowner, then there wouldn't be illegal cats and no one to report damage to. So yeah, shaming me for not being a homeowner and also for, you know, for my flaws. Hey. And then I said, I never said I was a homeowner. I'm saying it's my house that I live in, which, hello. And so then he decided to have fun. He decided to have fun and quote me, where in a sentence from my original post where I said, I keep the place nice and am a responsible homeowner. And he said, so you did say you were a homeowner. Oh my God, I'm gonna pass out and fucking die because you're so funny. You're making me laugh. Ah! So to that, I said something really simple. All I said was, get a job, bro. Get a job. Get a job. Do something better than this. Why are you harassing me? And then he said, that's a genius resort for being called out. I have one and don't have to pay rent, so I'm good. Again, like, who gives a fuck? So then here's what I said. I said, well, yeah, it's free to live in your mom's basement. And then after that was when I deleted the post because I was getting more hate. But I left off on a good note. So I thought. Then this same motherfucker, the one who said that this isn't my house and that he doesn't pay rent, he decided to respond to other people in the post now. So it became a larger issue. And we'd lost the plot. All I wanted to do was go on Reddit to get simple answers for a simple problem I was having. Answers I did not get. So someone, a third party, commented on the post saying, would you ever consider buying this house? Fair question. And then the jobless hoe, hey, the jobless bitch, responded to that person saying, apparently they think it's their house. Read my comment. Ha. So now you're shaming me to others. You're now shaming me to other people. Yeah. So to him, I said, no one is laughing because you are unfunny and jobless. That's what I said to him. Yeah. And then he said, you really need to go back to school. Your comments make zero sense. I said, sorry, I will rephrase. No one is laughing at your joke because you are not funny. You are also jobless. You have no job. You are on Reddit on a Monday afternoon. Get some hoes. Get some hoes. What are you doing? What are you doing on Reddit on a Monday afternoon? Shaming me when I'm simply just asking for questions. I don't know why I got so much hate. Because in my post, I was being cheeky. I was being personable. You know, classic me. So anyways, yeah, that was kind of where that ended. Everyone fucking hated me. 40 comments. Everyone hated me. So many people shaming me. And did I ever get the answers I needed? No. But did it end up working out in the end? Yeah. Well, as of today, yes. Maybe next week I'll be kicked out. Who knows? But, you know what? At the end, this all actually made me more grateful for my landlord because my landlord isn't out here threatening me. They actually don't really give a fuck about me. That's the funny thing. As long as I pay them, girl, we both just keep our mouths shut. I feel like even if they found out what was going on in my house, they just wouldn't care. I actually know it. So, and then here's the other thing. So I actually decided to later revisit Reddit for a different issue. I decided to delete that post and I started fresh. I had to start fresh. Like I couldn't let my past haunt me, my bad public reputation. I decided to go into a different subreddit. This subreddit is r/askdocs. So what this one is the one where you ask doctors about questions that you're having. I don't know, any issues that are going on in your life regarded to your health. You could ask questions and hope for an answer from either a doctor or someone who knows what they're talking about. So I'm kind of in my vibe these days of being a hypochondriac. I think I have cancer. It happens. So I said 3 weeks ago, I noticed that what I thought was a pimple on my neck. It was red and kind of raw to the touch, the way that a pimple is. It's been slow to go away, but I have acne on my face and it's been flaring up recently, so I didn't think anything of it. Today, I noticed that it's still there, way less red and doesn't hurt to the touch, but I realized that when I raise my neck, there's a bump. Blah, 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 blah. Go on to say, hey, I have a bump in my neck. Do we think it's cancer? And I put photos. And let's see if we can look at it now. Do you guys want to look at it? Where is it? It just doesn't exist. can you see that? Can you see that? There's a bump in my neck. Guys, what is this about? What if I have cancer? I'm really scared. Guys, can I be honest with you? I think it's because of my vaping. I never am honest about my truth. And it's time I be honest. Being honest is what's going to get me to the next step. You know what I'm saying? It's time to push myself to new limits and be honest. Guys, sour apple icy. That's my vibe of the week. Can we talk about this? Oh, also, by the way, not one person cared. No one cared about the bump in my neck. Zero upvotes. Well, one from me. There's one upvote and it's me. No one cares about me on Reddit. I'm done with Reddit. I'm done. Reddit is no man's land. Okay, so I have been addicted to the vape for years. Let's talk about this, guys. And I'm talking about it because it's getting to a point where I really need to quit. I really need to quit. And I think everyone should quit. I'm like, also, they're expensive. Girl, the recession. I need to save my money somewhere. And that seems like a good place. It's really bad. It's not even, this is no joking matter. No joking matter. Geek bars. Can we talk about geek bars? Okay. I'm way too excited about this. I started before it was a trend. Okay, that's not a flex. That's like farthest from the flex that there could possibly be. This is no flex zone. I started vaping in 2019. Guys, I was with the jewel. I had a jewel. It was silver, and it was silver. And then I had a blue jewel. Let's get into blue jewels. Then I switched to Elf Bars. Then I switched to Elf Bar Max. And then I switched to Geek, Elf, Flume, all this and all that. Like, I've been there and I've done it. And this is the thing. It's become thoughtless. It's become so thoughtless vaping. And as I was saying before, it's become such a thing that just feels like it's never going to stop, to the point where I'm like, I need to speak about it. I need to let you guys in on the truth, because if I don't speak about this sooner, then it's going to go unnoticed forever. I'm just going to keep doing it. No one's going to hold me accountable, and I'm going to die. And my bump in my neck is really had me scared, because what if this is the signs that something is going wrong? And I know I'm susceptible. I'm on year five of vaping. This is unacceptable. It's become so normalized. I mean, it's just seriously every other beach that you see out vapes. Like, everyone I know, every person I know vapes. And it's crazy to think about. Like, it's actually crazy. Like, the fact that cigarettes were such a thing and they finally got kicked. And now it's like the Addison Rae effect, where it's like cigarettes are back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's trendy to smoke a cig. And I think my lungs are going to collapse soon. Like, it's bad. I used to be the best oboe player in Texas. Yes. And not only was I a great oboe player, I was also a elite swimmer. My lungs used to be like, they used to be big and juicy and pink. Yes. Yes, it's pink. My lungs. Because they used to be big, and now I just know they're shriveled. I know. And I don't know. So guys, there's no point to this story other than, hey, I should probably go to the doctor. And also, hold me accountable, guys. Cuss me out. But I know that half y'all vape too. I know you're vape. You vape. Charlie vaped. Okay. My favorite vaping story ever is, and I love this girl, and I've met her so many times, and I love her. Kenzie Ziegler, shout out. She got caught vaping, and then she said, and she was like, guys, it's an anxiety pen and it has water in it. Guys, it's just water in the vape. It's just water and it's for my anxiety. There's no better entertainment than catching an influencer vaping. Oh, there's nothing better. I mean, she was underage and so was Charlie when Charlie got caught vaping. So it's like, okay, we shouldn't be promoting this. But people used to love saying that there was water in their vapes. Like, oh, it's just water, guys. It's just water. You know what, though? That's how I got started into vaping, is because I thought vaping was, it looked cool. It looked fun. Me and my friends thought vaping looked fun. So we actually did start vaping. No nicotine. No nicotine vapes. Yes. I used to get them from the black market. Hence why I just remembered that I told the story of when I almost got shot for buying a vape. Like, I almost got shot because I wanted to buy a vape. And like, let's normalize this. Let's normalize almost getting shot because we want to be hitting big clouds. But I ended up getting one. I didn't talk about this the first time I touched on this story. I ended up eventually getting a vape and we got no nicotine juice and it was just fun. Like, okay, what am I talking about? Vaping was so fun, but it was. But then it just led into this. We have lost the plot. Girl, I used to have fun going, but it was harmless. It was harmless because if there's no nicotine, it's not hurting your body. And even if it was hurting my body, I didn't do it for very long before I ended up switching to actual vapes, jewels. And then that's when the decline started. But I really want to kick it. Anyways, I don't, there's obviously bad effects happening to my body, but it's the one thing that I almost forget I do. Like, when I think about my bad health, I'm always like, okay, this is the reason it's bad, because I don't eat as well as I should and I don't work out. But then I'm like, wait, there's a third factor that I just don't even think about. The fact that I'm vaping my buns off. It has to stop. Guys, hold me accountable, please. There's something I really want to bring up with you guys. This is something important. I need to know who's with me.
Who's with me?
So picture this. You have just woken up. It's maybe hour one, maybe hour two into starting your day. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one. And she's off. Today's going to be a good day. You get your coffee, you get your Peets, you get your coffee bean and tea, you get your coffee, you start sipping her up. You're honestly halfway through, maybe even three quarters of the way through. You realize something. It's time. It's time for the morning shit. You walk your happy little ass to the bathroom. You go sit down on your golden throne and you open TikTok. First person on your For You page, it's Alex Earle. She's getting ready to go out, doing a GRWM. But then you start to notice something. You're like, wait, what's going on? My body feels weird. So you swipe. When you swipe, who do you see? Bella Hadid. Bella Hadid has posted a TikTok. You watch Bella Hadid's TikTok. She's doing her makeup routine. She looks amazing. Applying Orebella, spray, spray, rub. Doing her big one. You imagine that must smell amazing. Then you remember where you are. You're sitting on the golden throne and you're realizing you can't get the sweet release you're looking for. Your body isn't letting you. Your body isn't letting you do what it wants to do. The cork is stuck and you have a realization. You're embarrassed. You can't shit in front of Bella Hadid. You can't take a shit in front of Alex Earle while she's watching you. No, no, you can't. You start to get embarrassed. You scroll once more in hopes and attempts for comfort and relief. Who do you see? Brittany Broski. Suddenly, everything slows out. Everything starts to flow. Your shit has begun and you can't go back. You let the pressure build up in your soul and your body would not allow you to take a shit because you were convinced that Alex Earle, Bella Hadid, all these beautiful TikTokers on your phone screen as you're trying to scroll on TikTok as you take a shit, they're watching you. They're watching you. I have noticed and I have just come to terms with the fact that there are some influencers, there are some creators who you could take a shit in front of, and then there are some who just, you can't. You can't. Like, I was sitting on the toilet and I was trying to, you know, use the bathroom. And I started to feel embarrassed. Because, like, I was getting Coachella videos. It was Kensington. It was videos of, like, I don't know, Just Trish podcasts. I'm like, I can't shit in front of y'all. I can't shit in front of these people. Alex Earle can't watch me take a shit. No. But Brittany Broski can. I hope from the bottom of my soul that you could take a shit in front of me. I really want to be the person that you could take a shit in front of. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to feel embarrassed. If I come up on your phone screen or if you're watching my podcast as you're taking a shit, don't feel embarrassed. I've been there. Hey. And why does your brain play tricks on you like that? Like, it's just so weird how, like, I literally could feel embarrassed. Even if I'm watching a podcast episode, like a Just Trish or something, I'm like, I feel bad. Like, I know Trisha doesn't want me to take a shit in front of her. I'm going to. But, like, sorry. I just brought this up just to say, is it just me? Is it just me? Or is this a universal experience? I really want to know. And if it's a universal experience, I really hope that you could take a shit in front of me. Okay, what am I saying? Okay, anyways, on to the first official topic of this episode. This actually goes back to Coachella. It's just something I want to bring up really quick. And I'm sorry, don't hate me. But I feel safe here because you people are just like me. We're in this together. Does anyone else feel like there's a Benson Boone agenda? What is with the Benson Boone agenda? I am being gaslit by media all over. I'm being gaslit into thinking that I should think that Benson Boone is the best thing since sliced bread. I don't know if it's just me, but I personally cannot be a fan of a man. So that's just me. So I don't know if my experience is universal or not, because this is a flaw of mine. This is one of my fatal flaws. We know.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So is it just me? Or are you guys seeing this too? I don't give a damn that he flips and flips. I just swear to God, I'm being gaslit. And I don't understand what it is. Because is his music good? No. Not to me. Is he a good performer? Maybe he's a good performer. That's the only thing I could say. Like, sure, he's doing things I could never do. I mean, he's flipping and, you know, doing his big ones. I could never do that. But I hate when I am being fed people. Because this is a bigger topic of conversation. Industry plants. I think the idea of an industry plant has been a thought in people's heads and a topic of conversation for years. But what people don't really realize is, like, what an industry plant is. There are a lot of people who are industry plants and you don't know it. Like, I think it has, or at least this is what I thought when I was, like, younger and I used to hear that term. I would always be like, oh, it's like a dark, evil thing with Hollywood and they're being planted and, like, it's like a robot person. Like, industry plants are like robot people and, like, artists who this and that and that. And I'm like, no, it's a loose term that I could use to describe a lot of people. If people are getting pushed by the media for one reason or another, that's an industry plant. If they are being set up with good producers and good this and that, like, it's a less scary thing and it's way more normal than people talk about. And Benson Boone gives the industry plant vibe, because if you ever get a feeling about someone where it's like, why are they being shoved in my face and why am I being gaslit into thinking that I should think that they are awesome, then most likely they're being pushed. They're being pushed. Therefore, they are a plant. That's how I feel with Benson Boone. Like the agenda needs to stop. I felt it a little bit with Ice Spice too, but she's the queen these days. Like, I'm sorry. People are turning on Ice Spice. Never me. That's my sister. Benson Boone, however, it's just like, I don't know. I'm over the plants because it happens. I don't know. It happens so much. And I feel like it's even with people on social media, like TikTok will pick certain creators to just shove in your face. I guess in other social media related news, I want to talk about the documentary with Piper Raquel. It was called Bad Influence, I think. And it was just very interesting. It had me thinking so many thoughts. It was very, very, I guess, eye-opening. If you haven't seen the documentary, it is about Piper Raquel, which is, she is a young, thriving little TikTok star, YouTube star. Now she does streams on Twitch. And it is about her, but more specifically her mother, and the way that her mother essentially created a business out of her daughter, using her daughter to create content for kids, done the most insane things to rise her daughter to the top. It was all at the expense of a bunch of different people around her, a bunch of different kids who were being taken advantage of in multiple different ways, some very serious ways, and very serious allegations came through on the documentary that I was blown away by. Blown away. But in a way, it also didn't surprise me because it's like, this is the truth about a lot of social media creators. Like, it just makes me feel weird. Like, I hate seeing creators thrive who are bad people. It's just an issue I have. I've just always had this issue where I just find it hard to accept that other people are supporting people, celebrities, creators, influencers, whoever it may be, who are just bad people. It's like a moral issue. And I don't know, it's because it's not even like I'm the morality police, because I'm not a perfect person by any means. I've made mistakes. I've done bad things. I don't know. I'm like any other bitch. Like, I don't know. I just have always found it an issue because there's just other creators right now who I see are just thriving after, you know, horrible things have come out about these people. And it's just like, how many times are we going to let this happen? How many times are we going to let this happen? Again, I shouldn't let this affect me. I don't know why I'm talking about it. It's just something I feel passionate about because it just makes me question society. Like, I don't know. It's like, I can't expect every single person who uses the internet to be as chronically online as me or to know as much as I do, or to, you know, be in the same shoes that I am or have as much knowledge as I do, because that's just not the case. And that's where I'm naive and I'm making the mistake. But it's still, I let it bother me. I guess recently I've just been finding myself deep in the comment sections of certain videos about certain creators, whether it's Piper or some other people that have been going through some things recently or having huge resurgences. And I find myself deep in the pits of these comment sections. And I'm like, God, people are so gullible. People are so gullible. And there are some very notable creators right now who have done really bad things and are just not good people, who are benefiting so much, becoming so unbelievably rich. It's all on the backs of their fans who are defending these people with their lives. And it's just like, it blows my mind. It blows my mind that this is still happening in 2025. And again, I'm not the morality police. I'm not the one to be saying this, you know? It's like, it's just something that blows my mind. These people's fan bases just constantly, continuously clean up the messes for these people by spreading misinformation, minimizing what these people have done, or just falling for like these creators' tricks. Like, there are so many content creators who will use their fan bases and just milk them for everything that they have. And it's just, it hurts me to see. I think maybe it's just, in a way, I'm not meant for this job because I'm not as cutthroat as I should be. And I'm not, I don't see myself in these people. My question as a whole for all of this is just, have we no backbone? Have we no backbone? Have we no media literacy? Just how do we hold people to such different standards on the internet? And listen, I know that life just isn't fair sometimes, and I have to accept that. And that's something, again, I struggle with. I struggle with that. Yes, that life is not fair. Oh, what do you mean? Life is not fair. I wish it was fair. I wish there were rules to this book of life. But there's not. Everyone's like, the Bible. But anyways, I just find it all super fascinating. And it's just the ethics I struggle with. I think because, again, I'm in this industry, the entertainment industry. I just struggle with the ethics because I'm like, am I part of this somehow? Guys, how do I make this about me? How do I make this about me? Am I part of this? Piper, I feel bad for her. Her mom is the one who I would relate to some of these other influencers who I find to be insufferable and bad people. It is not Piper. It was her mom. Yeah, I mean, if you haven't seen the documentary with Piper and all that stuff, go watch it. It's hard for me to really comment and say too much about it now because although it was very fascinating to talk about, part of me does feel bad. She's still doing what, you know, she was groomed to do. Like, she is still doing the same thing. She is under the spell of her mother, but Piper is still 17 years old, you know? So there's not much to say about her, not much I want to say until she's, you know, 18 and hopefully distances herself from her mother and gets her own, you know, sense of self. Like, I watch her and I'm just like, that is a robot. That child is a robot, which I know is not a nice thing to say, but that's what it seems like going on her TikTok. I'm like, after watching the documentary too and seeing how she grew, how she was raised in front of a camera, raised being told what to do, raised doing everything for a camera, for people online. And now I see the way that she's turned out and I'm like, is she even a real person? She's like a robot. She's like a perfect little social media doll. Like, she will just do whatever it takes for the camera and people eat it up. Like, there's this whole documentary that came out saying the way that she grew up, how crazy it is, all this and that, and nothing has changed and people are still eating it up. So I think that's why I find it an issue to like really break it down and talk about it now, because I'm like, I mean, nothing's changed and I feel weird like adding to that conversation. But anyways, I'm probably speaking gibberish. I'm probably speaking literal Chinese right now and I'm sorry. Shout out China. Guys, I want to go to Japan so bad. In other news, Drag Race season 17 has come to an end. And it is time I give my full thoughts, because I actually talked about Drag Race in a few of the past episodes, but I feel like I always cut it out because I haven't had the best things to say. And last episode I was talking about Susie 2 and I got fierce. I got really fierce. So I had to just cut it out completely because I was like, I was being a bitch. I was being so rude. Now I'm here to say, love you, Susie 2. Shout out Susie 2. Her look, her finale eleganza was insane. Definitely best dressed the finale. She looked so freaking good. You guys, you have to see. I'm going to talk about it now because it's done. And I need to just give my thoughts. I need to give my closing statements for Drag Race, because this season was a bit of a disappointment for me. Guys, I'm sorry. It just really was. I'll keep it quick because, again, I also worry about talking about Drag Race because I know that some of y'all don't watch it. So I'm sorry if you don't watch it. I'm going to make it quick. Spoiler alert, Anya Nerve is the winner of season 17. And this I'm not mad at. That statement doesn't drive me insane. That statement doesn't bring me any anger. That statement just makes me feel like, okay, yeah. I mean, we've kind of been new. In my heart, I really wanted Sam Star to win. I found Sam Star to be a wonderful watch this season. I thought every word that came out of her mouth was so charismatic, quirky, cute, quick. I really loved Sam Star. I thought she was so sweet and just gorgeous, honestly, and a huge hitter this season. But for some reason, the girls didn't love Sam Star. The girls did not love Sam Star, and I don't understand how or why. I don't understand how or why. And I don't get it. People would say, oh, Sam Star, she's too clean, she's too polished. Girl, because I'm too messy. Yeah, you could be fucking messy over there and smelly and nasty and filthy. I'm gonna be over here being clean and sickening with Sam Star, because that's my type of drag queen. But not to say that the other ones are messy or smelly. But final two this season was Jules and Anya. I would say even that in itself was weird. I found Sam's little dance to be so good. And honestly, Lexi's too. Jules was cute. And Anya was, her song was good. Her performance was, it was a nothing burger. Okay. Understood why Anya was in top two. Jules, like, sure. However, the finale lip sync was a joke. It was a laughing matter. And if you disagree with me, you're on crack. Because guys, I swear to God, it was the worst finale lip sync I have ever seen. There was no passion. There was no passion in that room. I just don't know if I'll ever be able to listen to Abracadabra again. I don't know if I could ever listen to that goddamn song once more without seeing Anya Nerve in my head going. And it's just like, ugh. She's honestly just doing some BS on that stage. And you know what? She won the crown. So what am I here to do or say? Nothing. Again, I love Anya. I thought her performance throughout the season and her track record was amazing. But then in no world, in no season of Drag Race, in no literal universe, in no universe would that lip sync have been okay. Would she have won anything with that lip sync? The fact that she won the show with it is just crazy. It's just crazy. So, you know, again, love her. Congratulations to her. Congratulations to Anya Nerve. I think she's a wonderful winner. But that's my thoughts. Guys, okay, sorry for the third show mention in a row, but I have to say something. I am only saying this for the sole purpose to spread the truth, to spread the gospel. Guys, if you have not seen this show, you are missing out on possibly the best viewing experience of your entire life. And I mean that with every single cell in my little body, every single cell, and even the ones that have died, gone through mitosis. Like, I swear to God, this might be the best show I've ever seen in my life. And that is Love on the Spectrum. That is Love on the motherfucking Spectrum. And guys, I have watched every season of the show, and I watched the UK version, which love the UK, but I've watched every season. The third season just recently came out, and oh my God, I seriously cannot stress this enough. If you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. It is the best show to ever exist. No other reality show, love, reality, dating show ever comes even miles to as close of flawless perfection as Love on the Spectrum. Like, it is hilarious. It is sad. It is real. It's informative, heartwarming. It's magical. It's special. It's intimate. Oh my God. It's perfect. I love Abby and David. I love Connor and his girlfriend. Oh my God. What's her name? It's Georgie. It starts with a G. I know that. Oh my God. The T girl. And I'm not talking T. I'm talking the train, the metropolitan girl. She, the lesbian, she is everything. Danny and Adon. Oh my God. Every single cast member on that show. Tanner. Oh my God. The girl that Tanner went on the date with. She is everything. Oh my God. I just had to spread the gospel. I'm serious. Like, I just recommend you watch it. That's all I could say. That's the biggest takeaway of this podcast as a whole. I'm not kidding. Everything else I've ever said about anything ever. The one thing, if I could beg you to do, is to watch this show if you haven't seen it. And girl, look in the comments. Everyone who's seen the show, trust, they're in there typing, yup, yup. Oh my God. Also, sorry, before I go, I wanted to quickly say thank you guys so much for all of the nice comments last episode about, you know, it was hard. It was a lot for me to voice and open up about some of my insecurities that I was feeling. And I had a lot of really kind messages and people telling me, apologizing, because I opened up talking about how I felt like I was living in the shadow of my past self. And a lot of you guys apologized to me. And I want to quickly say, you guys don't have to apologize. I didn't want to get that mixed up with me like being ashamed of my past or not being proud of it. Because girl, I could watch my old YouTube videos and like, I still crack up. Like, I love every era of my life because I think it's easy for me because I still feel like I am that person. Like, girl, I haven't changed that much. But, you know, I still have appreciation for all of my eras. And I love that you guys do as well. Like, I would never be upset at anyone for that. And I'm not upset at anyone, period. I think I was expressing more so just the way it feels with, like, the public's perception. Like, the people who don't keep up with me. Like, nothing I said about my insecurities apply to you guys because y'all are the ones who are here every week being so kind, being so generous, like spending, I don't know, 45 minutes with me, whatever it may be. And it's just very special. And yeah, so no need to apologize. You could take those back. I wanted to say that, but also thank you guys so much for all the nice little suggestions you guys had. A lot of y'all just said, no, it's perfect as it is, which I really appreciate. I think I realized that a few things I want to change about this podcast are I want it to be longer. It's really hard actually for me to make it long because what you guys don't see is me cutting out every 15 minutes, having to change batteries, SD cards are getting filled up. I have to export footage in the middle of record. It's a whole shebang. I'm gonna buy new SD cards so I could just sit down and talk without being interrupted because I am just interrupted so much throughout this filming process. But in general, y'all were so nice to me. I didn't see a single mean thing. Y'all were so kind and I just love y'all so much and I'm truly so okay. Really? Like, my lights are just dying. Like, the world is pissed at me. What I do? I'm gonna have to end the show here because here's the thing. I have to do my extended episode. And there are a lot of questions that people ask me for the extended. And it's probably gonna be a long episode because I'm answering y'all's questions. And there's a lot of questions. So go check it out over there, patreon.com/notthriving for episode 3 of Not Thriving After Dark. Check me out on Patreon. Subscribe to this account. I don't know. Loving you. Love you guys. Thank you for watching, and I will be back very, very soon. Bye.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.